Petersfield's Shine Radio.
If you can hear that, I'm standing next to the motorway, and it's what Richard and I are doing today's Wild Walk, which is what we did right at the beginning of lockdown in March, and we've come back. So we're at the sort of back of the golf course, but then on a Saturday morning, which this is, well, in fact, all week, it would be entirely empty. But now you can't hear the birds or anything because of this constant noise. So all the, you know, the government warnings to stay at home and save lives and so on, and not only are they on the motorway, but actually travelling at some speed. So yes, all right, within your own car you'll be safe, but the whole point is that the emergency services don't want to be called. So there we are. It's bitterly cold. The atmosphere, I was just saying to Richard, is so different from when we first did this, when it was spring and you could hear birds nesting and it felt optimistic. We felt we can get through this. And I have to say, I'm feeling the exact opposite at the moment, in the absolute middle of the worst bit. But as Matthew Parris said only this morning, in the middle of his own crisis, somebody said to him, things will get harder and then they'll get better. So I'm hugging that to my heart, and I hope you take that optimistic view as well. But more of the actual walk later. And by contrast, we're on the bridge over the river, and it's just so much nicer. I think I can hear a distant train coming. Bad timing, Mrs. Wilde. Oh, there you go. I'm just trying to see. No, I can't see how many people are on it. But you see, I quite like a train noise. It doesn't... It's not as disturbing. Richard agrees. And there we go. And when we last did this in the summer, rain was in swimming, because it was such a hot day. I say summer, actually it wasn't, was it? It was spring, March. But it was absolutely hot, but she isn't making any attempt to go in, luckily. Well, we're back home now. We actually did a walk of about 5 kilometres in total. We cut it short. We didn't go right through to Durley Marsh Farm, which we did when we did it in March, because it was so cold. And I'm recording this back home in my garden because my fingertips had got so numb I could hardly get the microphone attached to this. So I'm just going to commend to you that walk. It's actually even better at the moment. So we set off, we went through the wreck, the Millennium Field, right along the golf course on the edges, right through skirting Adhurst. We crossed over the old London Road, which is much safer at the moment because there's contraflow, so no traffic was coming at all. And then we passed through to come down by where they're building a huge new house, it looks like, you know, very modest, probably 12 bedroom. And we would have turned left to Durley Marsh Farm, but we turned right and continued through to Sheet Common and then home. And you'll be happy to hear that Rain met an absolutely lovely chocolate Labrador, and they showed off together, and finally she got her way and they both swam together just by the mill, the old mill. And there was a bit of wide eye when she caught the tidal race, but it was fine because she was just in an eddy, really. And the lovely Labrador sort of protected her because he was big and strong and she was flirting dreadfully. So all in all, a really lovely walk, and I'm going to have a bowl of soup now and get warm. So I hope you have a lovely week and that we all get vaccinated soon and safe.